I'm a surfer here in San Diego. That's probably the most important thing to know. And surfing is my passion and my religion. It's the thing I look forward to doing every day. And I'm not scared of sharks, but I'm definitely afraid of jellyfish. And in 2008, the year 2008, I was reading an article that said global warming is causing the oceans to become more acidic. And the one animal that is going to proliferate in an acidic ocean is jellyfish. And in 2008, I became a climate activist because I was afraid I was going to have to change religions. So that's a little bit about me. So I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes or so talking about scheduling and presenting. CCL volunteers who are schedulers are people who send out proposals for presentations, proposals for solution-focused CCL presentations. And presenters are the people who go and make the presentations. So I'm going to talk more about that division of labor and why that makes a lot of sense. So here we see grassroots outreach. As you know, there are five levers of political will, and all of the volunteer activities within CCL fall into one of these five levers of political will. Proactive outreach falls squarely within grassroots outreach, and the other things within grassroots outreach are tabling and film screenings and things like that. But we're mostly going to talk about scheduling and presenting, although scheduling could also be applied to tabling and film screening. So the reason we call it proactive outreach used to be called the Speakers Bureau, but we became much more proactive. Instead of waiting for people to call us, we started proactively sending out a lot of proposals for presentations. And as a result of that, I'm clicking to the next slide, there we go. As a result of that, in the year 2016, our volunteer presenters gave 1,158 presentations, and that's 624 CCL volunteers making those presentations, which is three times the number of presenters and more than twice as many presentations as the year before. So we think that this proactive sending of proposals for presentations is really helping our numbers a lot, and we're really making some good connections in outreach. And of course, why do we do outreach? There's a few reasons. One, of course, is chapter development, adding members to the CCL volunteer roles. But there's other reasons. We're out presenting to give people hope. A lot of people think that the global warming problem is just beyond hope, and they've lost hope, and so they've become disempowered, and they're not going to do anything. And it's amazing, you're out presenting and you're explaining that there is a solution, and all we're lacking is political will, and we're building the political will for a livable world, and you can see them smile and uncross their arms and have hope again. And so is presenting the CCL story is just a terrific volunteer activity. And if you have new volunteers in your chapter, I was just talking to Ricky that we've added, I don't know how many tens of thousands of volunteers since the election. I know our chapter's grown by 2.5 times since the election. Take those some of those new volunteers and ask them if they want to be schedulers or presenters. So I'm going to talk in just a minute about prizes. Ricky mentioned fabulous prizes. We're running a challenge this year like we did last year, and we're offering prizes for the schedulers and presenters who schedule and present the most. And I also wanted to mention that Proactive Outreach is the largest action team on community, and we'll have a little community demonstration later in the presentation. So before I gave my first presentation in the year 2013, and I thought, oh, God, that was great. I really felt like I empowered the audience, and I could see that people had hope afterwards, and some of them saw that this was something that they wanted to work on. And so I went home and I developed this technique for scheduling. And my technique was to sit by the telephone and wait for it to ring. And of course, that didn't work at all. The phone didn't ring. And then I thought, we need to proactively send out proposals for presentations. So we came up with this nice division of labor between schedulers and presenters. And schedulers, as I mentioned, are the folks who send out proposals for presentations. And what we found is that if you and your fellow schedulers send out, let's say over the course of 3 months, maybe you send out 100 proposals for presentations. And you'll send those to clubs and groups and classes and organizations that have meetings of members, because those are the targets that are going to be responsive. Send out 100 proposals for presentations. Wait a week. You're not going to hear back from many of them. An email, you're going to hear back from maybe 10%. Wait a week and then call them on the phone. Call the president of the club or the group or the organization on the phone and say, oh, hi, my name's Todd and I'm a volunteer with Citizens Climate Lobby and I'm following up on that email I sent you last week. Have you had a chance to look at that? And what's going to happen is they're going to stop whatever they're doing and they're going to say, I'm so sorry. I didn't get a chance to look at that email. How is it that I can help you? And they become instantly apologetic. And I know it sounds crazy, and we're going to talk more about this in a minute. We're going to do a role play. But we're actually going to call the president of the Rotary Club at his day job. Let's say that John is the president of the Rotary Club, and his day job is at Prudential Real Estate. And as part of the scheduling, you're going to call John at his day job at Prudential Real Estate and say, John, did you see, have a chance to look at that email I sent last week? And John is going to stop everything he's doing, and he's going to spend an hour talking to you about the Rotary Club. Because the president of the Rotary Club, by definition, loves the Rotary Club and loves talking about the Rotary Club. And Rotary Clubs are one of our best audiences. And we're going to talk more about all the different places. There's at least 25 categories of places where you can send these proposals. So getting back to the Division of Labor, we have schedulers and we have presenters. Some CCL volunteers are never going to give a presentation. They're happy to work outside their comfort zone, but they just don't feel that they would give a good presentation, or they don't feel like they're going to do a good job answering questions afterwards. But they're perfectly happy to send out 100 emails every 3 months and follow up with a phone call. And those people are schedulers. And we have lots of schedulers and lots of people sending hundreds and hundreds of proposals for presentations. So I mentioned that you're going to be sending proposals, or your schedulers, if you're a group leader, your schedulers, the volunteers in your chapter who are doing scheduling, are going to send out these are cold proposals. You know, they're not expecting to get this proposal in email. So the way to do this is for your schedulers to start by making an exhaustive list of every club and group and class and organization in the vicinity, in the geographic area, that has meetings of members. And here's some suggestions. When you download the scheduler tool from Community, and we'll see that in just a minute, there are 25 categories of organizations like these that your schedulers can expand. And there are ways to do that, of course. One good tool for doing that is Google Maps. Go into Google Maps and type Rotary Club, and it'll show you that there are 37 Rotary Clubs in your geographic vicinity. Type in Democratic Club, and it'll give you a list of all the Democratic Clubs. So in short order, just a matter of a few hours of work, you can make a list of 100 target organizations that have meetings of members in your area. And then the next thing to do is to figure out who's the president of each of those organizations, and what is their email, and what is their phone number. So that's going to take some real detective work. And I'm not going to describe how to do that because it's pretty involved and detailed, but there are resources on Community that will show you how to do that. And there's a longer recording. I did an hour-long recording about 2 years ago that has a lot of details about how to do that. So this part of the process, this part of the scheduling process, is really going to require a little bit of Sherlock Holmes work. You're going to need to start by making an exhaustive list. Once you have an exhaustive list, send a proposal for a presentation to the leader or the organization, leader of each organization, often the president of the club. And another good thing about our tool is that it includes example proposals. We're not asking you to write a proposal from scratch. We're going to give you a proposal and you can customize that proposal. And when you download the scheduler tool, you'll see that there are tabs in the spreadsheet that have examples of about 5 or 6 different proposals that you can customize. So on this slide, you can see an example script. I've mentioned this a couple times already. When you make that follow-up phone call to John, the president of the Rotary Club at Prudential Real Estate, you can often find, yeah, if you want to find out where does John work, you can look in LinkedIn and it'll say, oh, my name's John. I work at Prudential Real Estate. I'm also the president of the Rotary Club. LinkedIn is a great tool for doing that. Call up Prudential Real Estate, ask for John. hey, John, my name's Todd. I'm a volunteer with CCL. I'm following up on an email. Have you had a chance to look at that? And then he'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. He'll get real apologetic and he'll be all ears and ready to hear your proposal over the phone. And so you're going to be in a position to tell him a little bit about your proposal. I'd like to offer you a no-cost, nonpartisan expert presentation on global warming. And it's going to be solution focused and upbeat. We don't give gloom and doom presentations, and maybe say a little bit about CCL. If you can make that phone call, you can do anything, because that is definitely, that phone call is a little bit awkward and it's counterintuitive. And you probably think I'm crazy, but I have done that dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And I've always had the same response. People are perfectly happy to talk about their Rotary Club or their Democratic Club or their League of Women Voters Club. When they're supposed to be working. And I think they just enjoy taking a break from work and talking about their club during the day and talking to somebody who'd like to come in and give an expert presentation. So that was great. So thanks for doing that breakout with us. All right, I'm moving on to the model slide deck. So we're done talking about scheduling, and there's lots to know about scheduling, and we'll look at community in just a few minutes, and you'll see that there's lots of tools there to help to get you started. We're going to give you a spreadsheet in the cloud that you can share among all the schedulers in your vicinity. That spreadsheet can be shared across chapters. For example, we have three chapters here in San Diego that are all sharing one Google spreadsheet, which is our scheduler tool. And all of the schedules can all edit that spreadsheet at the same time without having to send it around in email and not knowing who has the latest version. It's really a great tool for scheduling. All right. In proactive outreach, we've also created a model slide deck. We call this the small solution-focused slide deck. It's only 30 slides. And for a short presentation, you're going to want to make it even shorter. Rotary clubs are only going to let you talk for 20 minutes, for example, so you'll need to cut that down to about 20 slides and maybe show one video. The solution-focused model slide deck comes with four videos, and you can show all of them if you want to in a long presentation or maybe just one video in a short session. And, of course, we want you to customize this slide deck according to your presenting style and according to your audience. If you have a conservative audience, you're going to want to spend more time at the beginning connecting with that audience and talking about shared values and why they might be interested in listening to what you have to say. And as I mentioned, every slide has speaker notes, so you don't have to figure out what to say about the slides. You can just read the speaker notes under the slide and figure out what to say. We've had people download the slide deck from community and study the slides for 2 hours and go out and give a presentation, which is just amazing. I don't think I could do it that fast. But it really is fairly easy to learn. The presentation's in four parts. It has just one or two slides at the beginning on global warming. Really want to get past that as fast as you can and get to the solution part of the presentation, because that's the part that's going to empower your audience to take action and build political will. The middle part of the presentation is all about carbon fee and dividend and why it's the best solution. Economists have been telling us for decades that it's the fastest, cheapest, simplest, most effective, most fair, and most transparent solution. The third part of the presentation is the REMI report, what would happen if this carbon fee and dividend policy were put into place by the U.S. Congress, what would be the impact on the economy and jobs and human health and household income. And at the conclusion of that part, you can talk about how there's no economic case against the carbon fee and dividend. And the final part of the presentation is on Citizens Climate Lobby and what we do and our methodology and how we're always respectful and appreciative and of our members of Congress and how we we meet with our members and as often as we can, and we use the newspaper and media, and we write letters and, all the five levers of political will and how they could participate. And, of course, we get the question all the time, does this mean I have to go to Washington to be a member of Citizens Climate Lobby? And, of course, the answer is no. There are hundreds of things you can do and 45 action teams and community where you can help to build the political will for a livable world. All right, we talked about customizing the slide deck. We talked a little bit about presentation goals already. Of course, when you're out presenting, when you're the presenters in your chapter are presenting, one goal is to recruit new members to CCL. And the way to do that is to bring a helper. Never go out and give a presentation by yourself. Always bring another CCLer or several CCLers. You can always bring, it's good to bring the new people from your chapter because they've not seen the CCL presentation. And just watching your presentation will be a good education for them. And your helpers can pass the clipboard. I usually wait till halfway through the presentation, pass the clipboard so people know a little bit about CCL before they decide whether to join our mailing list or not. At the end of the presentation, if it's appropriate, your helpers might be able to catch some community leaders on the way out the door and ask them if they might be interested in learning about our endorsement program. Your helpers might also set up a little table if it's okay with the sponsor of the presentation and have some handout materials on the table. So, you know, in conclusion, it's great to bring a helper and people, other CCLers to your presentation. And we talked about instilling a sense of hope in your audience. You'll see people change as you're speaking. They'll uncross their arms and uncross their legs. I've had people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I had given up hope. So thank goodness you came and gave this presentation. Resources. So this is, if you go to community.citizensclimatelobby.org, this is what you're going to see. And if you don't have an account on Community, you can click the green button, register for Community, and someone at CCL headquarters will send you login information for your account on Community, usually in less than 24 hours. Once you have your login information, you type it in over here on the left under login. And on Community, there are just hundreds and hundreds of resources, and we're not going to look at all of them because there's way too many. When you first log in, usually you end up on the home screen here, which says latest volunteer news. And we're going to skip that, and we're going to click here where it says action teams. I'm flashing that so you can see that. When you get to action teams, scroll down just a little bit. You'll see these are all the different action teams where our volunteers can contribute without having to actually travel to Washington, D.C. So I'm going to click here where it says proactive outreach. It's right underneath. It's in the third column in the middle. It's underneath print media and above progressive outreach, which is sounds kind of the same. Proactive outreach, and we call it that because we're proactively sending out proposals for presentations. So the first, scroll down just a little bit when you get here, and you'll see at the top is our 2017 Schedulers and Presenters Challenge. And we'll talk about the fabulous prizes that are available for schedulers and presenters when we get back to the slides. So let's go ahead and scroll down past that a little bit. So you're going to have to scroll down pretty much to the bottom to see all the resources, and you'll see that they're numbered 1 through 6. And I get lots and lots of questions about these resources. Where can I find this? Where can I find the scheduling tool? Where can I find training? When do you guys have your phone calls? It's all right here. And so I'm always sending people to this page. So you guys are way ahead of the game because you know how to get here. So the very first thing, it says click here to get started. And if you click that, it's going to take you to a slide deck that explains what is proactive outreach, what are schedulers, what are presenters, why do we do scheduling, how does it build political will, how does the scheduler work, and most importantly for the schedulers, how do I do that Sherlock Holmes detective work we talked about, where I put on my Sherlock Holmes hat and I make that exhaustive list of all of the clubs and groups and classes and organizations in the vicinity that have meetings of members. How do I find the name of the president of the club? How do I find the president's email address? And how do I find the president's phone number? Because there's a lot of detail there that we're not going to be able to cover in this CCU. Number two is schedulers. This is where you get the scheduling tool. And the scheduling tool has two important things. The first one is a spreadsheet in the cloud where multiple schedulers from your chapter or from multiple chapters in the vicinity or in the county, usually we do it on a county basis or a large city basis, all those schedulers can all work on the spreadsheet at the same time because it's a Google sheet. And in the scheduler, there's also examples of proposals. So you don't have to type your own proposal. You can use one of the existing proposals and modify it, send it out. The third thing is presenters get the model slide deck here. This is what we call the small solution focused model slide deck. It's 30 slides. It has instructions. It has speaker notes. It has those four topics that we talked about. And you can download it and learn it in as little as 2 hours. Number four is watch the CCU video recording. This is a YouTube video that I recorded about 2 years ago, and it has a lot of detail about scheduling. It has all those tips and tricks and detective work on how to find people's phone numbers and emails. It's long. It's an hour long. If you skip the first hour, there's 30 minutes at the end that goes through the presentation slide by slide and tells you what to say about each slide. So you can skip the first 60 minutes if you want to, which is all about scheduling. Number five is support. We have our support call on the last Thursday of every month at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We have a scheduler call for anybody who wants to talk about scheduling. And we almost always get newbies on that call, people who've never scheduled. They're interested in scheduling. How do I do it? Where do I find the tools? How do I use the tools? What are all the tips and tricks? Tell me about Sherlock Holmes. And we do that from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then we switch to presenters at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And that call is led by Jerry Hinkle, who is my co-leader in proactive outreach. And Jerry often has a guest speaker on the call. And he usually has a topic. Next week on this call, we think that we're going to have Peterson Toscano from CCL Radio. And number six here is help. What do I do if I get stuck? I've got my email address and my phone number here. This is my cell phone, so you can call anytime. And I'm happy to answer questions and guide you through the process. So here it says, try this. Email one presentation proposal and follow up with a phone call. If you can do one, you can do 100. And since you've already done the role play and you've made that hard phone call, that kind of awkward counterintuitive phone call, this should be easy. So just pick maybe even somebody you know, or the president of the local Rotary Club, or the president of the League of Women Voters, or the president of the Flower Club or the Garden Club. Send them a presentation proposal and wait a week. If you don't hear back from them, call them up on the phone and do the phone call just like you did in the role play.